Before Stonewall, there was the sip-in. In 1966, gay bars were technically legal in New York, but they were often raided by agents of the state liquor authority, which had a regulation against serving homosexuals in bars on the idea that they were disorderly. The Mattachine Society was one of the first gay rights groups in the country, and on April 21 of 1966, the society decided to take inspiration from the civil rights sit-ins that integrated so many lunch counters and restaurants and stage a sip-in, go into a tavern, declare that they were gay, order a drink, then wait to be served, or turned away, and then sue. Today, the bar called Julius welcomes gays and commemorated the sip-in on Thursday as part of Pride Week in New York. Dick Leisch was then head of the New York Mattachine Society. He joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Why'd you settle on Julius?
Well, first of all, we were going to go to this bar on 8th Street. Mm-hmm. They had a sign in the window saying, if you're gay, go away. And we thought that would be very dramatic. And we'd go there and ask for service and see what happened. We notified the press. And being gay, we got there late. And the New York Times had already gotten there and said, what about this gay demonstration? And the manager said, what? So he closed the place for the day. When we got there, there was a sign on the door saying, closed today. And so then we decided we had to go to Julius's, because Julius's had been raided like 10 days before. The bar would have a sign in the window saying, this is a raided premises. And very often they put a uniform cop on a stool inside the door, and he sat there until the trial came up. So we knew that Julius's would not serve us because they had this thing pending. And so when we walked in, the bartender put glasses in front of us, and we told him that we were gay and we intended to remain orderly, but he just wanted service. And he said, hey, you're gay, I can't serve you. And he put his hands over the top of the glass, which made wonderful photographs. The whole thing ended up in court, and the court decided, well, yes, the Constitution says that people have the right to peacefully assemble, and the state can't take that right away from you. And so the liquor authority can't prevent gay people from congregating in bars. And the importance of this, I think, was that until this time, gay people had never really fought back. We just sort of taken everything passively, didn't do anything about it. And this time we did it, and we won.
I got to tell you, Mr. Leisch, listening to you describe what life was like for gays in New York in the mid-60s, I wonder, in 2008, when young gays can observe gays getting married, gays owning multi-billion dollar corporations, do they know this history?
I don't think so. You know, in the gay world, we're missing a couple of generations here where everybody died of AIDS, and so there's not the continuity. And history has always been a problem for gay people because we're a different sort of minority. You know, black people have black children, Irish people have Irish children, but gay people tend to have straight parents. There's no generational hand-down sort of thing here, you know.
Mr. Leisch, is there still a Mattachine Society?
Oh, no, it died right after Stonewall. I kept saying, what's the goal of Mattachine? And I always said, the goal of Mattachine is to put ourselves out of business. When the cops walked into Stonewall and tried to close it, people said, no, you're not going to close our bar. We have a right to have our bars, and it's been established we have a right to have our bars. And Mattachine had nothing to do with Stonewall. Mm-hmm. It was something where the people rose up and did it. And that's the beginning of the gay movement.
Dick Leisch, former chairman of the New York Mattachine Society. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here. And happy Gay Pride Day.